Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
We're looking at some of the differences in help-seeking behaviour between men and women. What can people do to assist the men in their lives, and what can men do themselves to assist themselves with this in order to be healthier, both physically as well as mentally? One of the things that is a great resource, although should not be used to delay further professional treatment, is actually the internet. Finding out some information in a very safe way and a very private way on things like their health. So Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute have incredible fact sheets, particularly on mental health, and in particular mental health and depression for men, which can be easily accessed, can be stored, can be read in our own time, and provide a really soft entry point. The second thing is phone lines, which are completely confidential, where men can actually discuss what's happening for them in a really confidential way. Everyone else around can actually hold a little bit of a mirror up to the men in their lives and encourage the conversation. It's my experience that a lot of men actually are really aware that there may actually be issues that are happening in their life, and are actually really, really keen to find out what they can do about that, but for a variety of reasons feel unable to. So the more the space is open to have that discussion, the more likely it is that those important things are going to be able to be said. And the themes of the discussion could centre around things like, you're not alone, there's support there, we'll support you. Other men have been there too, and that this is actually, you know, not anything that is linked to your ability to be the best man that you can be, that it's actually okay, and that there's actually some very simple solutions to a great variety of issues, and you can live the type of life that you would like to have. And the last mind game for everyone today is to consider the bigger picture, and to consider that for all of us, there's another generation walking in our shadows, and our help-seeking behaviour may very well in turn become theirs. And if we wouldn't want it for our kids, then we may have to actually show them to do something differently. So think about your own help-seeking behaviour this week on Mind Games.